Do you have a metal credit card? If you do, a company called CompoSecure might have made it. In fact, was likely to have made the card. And that company is going public in a SPAC merger that is effective today. It's closing today. Roman DBDR Tech Acquisition is the company that acquired it and took it public. And John Wilk is the CEO of CompoSecure. He's joining us now. John, I need to do a little scene setting here, if you will forgive me, because metal cards is sort of a relatively new phenomenon, although you guys have been at it for a few years now. What makes a metal, first of all, I didn't know that credit card companies didn't just make all of their credit cards. So just if you could, at a high level, talk to us about the business of making credit cards and how you work with your clients to then get them in the hands of consumers.
Thanks, Julie. At the end of the day, our issuer partners want to do two things. They want to grow new customers and drive spending in their business. And using a metal card as one of the factors, combined with point programs and other parts of their value proposition, we've shown over the last, certainly 5 years, that it helps drive their business forward in a positive way. And we've seen more and more adoption from folks like JPMorgan Chase, American Express, Capital One, and some of the leading fintech names in the world, like N26, Revolut, and Crypto.com as examples.
John, I'm sure you've done some research on this. At its most basic level, why are people gravitating towards metal cards? What's the allure?
I think the allure is the same thing that, is the allure for other premium products in the market. Whether that's the watch that people wear, whether it's a sweater, a pair of shoes, whatever it is, it's that luxury or premium feel that people have responded to. And, we've seen data that shows that, it drives the card to become top of wallet, meaning consumers may have 3 or 4 cards in their wallet. They're more likely to pull out one that they feel good about pulling out.
And John, there's also a crypto tie-in with your product and the platform that it uses. Explain to me how that fits into the business.
Sure. So we've leveraged all the things that we are good at historically. So we've got an existing business of premium metal cards that has grown over the last 5 years from $80 million in revenue to $265 million in revenue. Highly profitable business with over $100 million in EBITDA. And very strong margins. We've got scale manufacturing and expertise in security and chip technology that we've leveraged to build a new crypto cold storage product that we call Arculus. So leveraging all the great things about our past to open up a new total addressable market that we think is even bigger than the markets that we've been attacking to date.
John, what component of your business? Do you have recurring revenue?
So with each new portfolio that we bring on, there are 3 drivers for the business. One is new acquisition. The second is lost, stolen, or fraud. And the third is natural reissue when cards expire. So with each new portfolio, you have each of those 3 drivers. And as you bring on more and more portfolios, it brings on revenue that is somewhat recurring in nature as each issuer is tasked with, growing their portfolio each year. Each of those 3 drivers will typically grow.
Going through your investor presentation, John, it did note that margins are supposed to be under pressure when all is said and done on this year. Why are you seeing that?
So overall, we think margins have actually stayed fairly steady for us. And, that's a combination of, continuing to manage the growth of the business both domestically and internationally, as well as managing the expense line and our supply chain well through that has actually enabled us to maintain margins quite steady. Over the next 5 years, we've projected margins on a percentage basis to stay fairly steady, slightly down. But as we open up the new crypto cold storage business, Arculus, we think the unit margins on that are even higher for our business and could let us expand our margins over time.
John, we'll keep in touch as you continue on as a public company. John Wilk is CEO of CompoSecure. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.